Tuesday of the 22nd week of Ordinary Time. Today I would like to ponder both the first reading and the Gospel. The first reading is 1 Corinthians 2, 10-16. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. Among men, who knows what pertains to the man except his Spirit that is within? Similarly, no one knows what pertains to God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand the things freely given us by God. As we speak about them, not with words taught by human wisdom, but with words taught by the Spirit, describing spiritual realities in spiritual terms. Now, the natural man does not accept what pertains to the Spirit of God, for to him it is foolishness, and he cannot understand it, because it is judged spiritually. The one who is spiritual, however, can judge everything, but is not subject to judgment by anyone. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to counsel him? But we have the mind of Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Dear family, in this part of the letter to the Corinthians, Paul is teaching us that having received the Spirit of God within us, we have a supernatural understanding of the historical facts that occurred with Jesus. Well, everybody knows historically that he died on the cross, that he preached, that he's a wonderful man, but only the Holy Spirit can enter into our soul and give us knowledge of the depth of what is going on in Jesus as he is giving his life for us on the cross, the love that is coming forth. How can the Spirit do this? Well, because the Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, is the Spirit of God. So he can scrutinize the things of God because he is God. St. Paul tells us, who can understand a person except the person, him or herself, can know the depth of his own being? Well, the Spirit knows everything about God and communicates it to us in as much as we are capable through our being creatures, but we receive supernatural knowledge and understanding. And this is something that grows. If you read this and you seem to get not much out of it, don't give up. As you continue to ponder the Word of God, it will become more and more alive in us. And that is what it means to be a spiritual man, a spiritual woman. It's not just that we have a lot of insights, but we have supernatural understanding of reality through the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit awakens us to God and enables the Christian also then to speak with the power of God to others. And when he does so, the Holy Spirit communicates the truth to the listener, if the listener is a spiritual person, meaning open to God. That person will be touched by the proclamation of the word, because it did not come by human eloquence, or reasoning, it was the power of God being proclaimed. So there's power in that word, and that person then receives God. And that's what happened when St. Paul preached, St. Peter preached, the saints preached. Oftentimes we try to just rationalize things and explain the things about God with our own human logic, and it doesn't have any power. And so St. Paul is encouraging us to have the mind of Christ, and that means to see things with the understanding, with the wisdom of God Himself. And so now let us go to the Gospel, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, 31 to 37. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, Jesus spoke with authority, not only to cast out demons, but when he took the truths that were revealed in the Old Testament, and then he would say, "And I say to you," and he spoke with the authority of God to reveal the fullness of truth to the people and to us. It is with that same authority that he spoke to the demons and cast them out. Now, do not think that oppression by demons is something exceptional. Everybody is oppressed in some way by demons. Everybody's tempted. That does not mean that we're all possessed. No. But we are all affected by his attacks, by his temptations. And that's why we fall and we sin. And the Lord is trying to tell us, have trust in me and receive my power and my authority so that you are not overwhelmed by the power of demons, so that you can cast them out and be free. This is the power that has been given to us. No longer are we to live under the powers and authorities of the world and demons. So this confrontation with demons should not be turned into some kind of a spectacle or be fascinated with this kind of things. We should be focused on the Lord and go to the Lord for the right reasons, because we love him, because we want to partake of his life. It is in that spirit then that we take authority and we rebuke demons when they come to attack us. May the Lord give us the grace to believe, to trust, and to live in this power. Amen.